This is Ellie Fisher, podcasting Perek Hey of Sefer Nehemia for the OU's Nachyomi podcast. This Perek is a little bit of an interlude. Up until now, we've been discussing Nehemia's arrival and his beginning to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. Here, there's a stop in that, and he addresses a social issue, a social concern, not a military or strategic aspect, but very much a social aspect of the life of the Jews that had returned to Eretz Yehuda. Vatihi tzaakat ha'am unishehem gedola el acheihem hayehudim. There was the cry against of the people and their wives against their was great against their Jewish brothers, right? So the presence of the nishehem here seems to reinforce how egregious the sin was. It's not just that they were being bad to the men, but they were being bad to the women. And throughout Tanakh, women are seen as socially more vulnerable, right? A widower is far less, for example, a widower is far less at a much less of a disadvantage than a widow is, right? The Nevi'im and the Torah itself constantly enjoins us to protect the widow because the widow is essentially defenseless, right? So in general, women were the fact that you know these Jews were perpetrating evil against women makes their sin all that much more egregious. Perek Pasuk Beis. The Yesh Asher Omrim, so there were several different complaints that they had against their fellow Jews. Yesh Asher Omrim, Banenu Vnotenu Anachnu Rabim, V'nichad Dagan V'nochla V'nichia. There are some that say that our sons and daughters, Anachnu Rabim, so there's different interpretations. One is we have a lot of kids and we have to feed them. The other one is, and based on context and it makes more sense, Anachnu Rabim, we're paying them as interest from the word ribit. Right, we're offering them as collateral an interest that we owe. So basically, we have to sell our children to our we have to give up our children to our creditors so that we can eat. Some say we're mortgaging our homes and our fields and our vineyards so that we can afford grain during the famine. Lemidat Hamelach. Some said that we borrowed money to pay the king's tax, right? Mindat is a type of was one of the taxes that was mentioned earlier in the Sefer. Midat Hamelach. Stotenu uchramenu. Right? We borrowed money against the collateral of our fields and our vineyards in order to pay taxes. So all of these people, they're being fleeced of home and hearth and you know field and income and children, right? So that they can afford to eat. The truth of the matter is that this was very typical in the ancient world, and not just talking about you know it's really continued on through feudalism in Europe and even past that in other parts of the world, right? That's how magnates consolidated their estates, right? They made it, you know, between the tax burden and the cost of breaking even, right? You know, one bad year and all of a sudden, you know, people had a very difficult time making ends meet. They borrowed money at exorbitant interest rates. It creates a cycle of debt that they can't get out of, and they end up having to give up their property, or they give up their land, or give up their freedom, or their children's freedom, in order to survive. That's where you have that's how serfdom developed. That's how sharecropping developed. You know, the small farmer couldn't afford to do it on his own, so he enters into an arrangement where he gives up his land, and he ends up being no longer the owner of his own land. Viata. And now, so what does Nehemia do about this? Kivsara chenu b'sareinu, right? Their flesh is as our flesh. Our flesh is as their flesh, right? You know, it's, they say that you know even the greatest people put their pants on one leg at a time. Right? We're all flesh, right? We have the same flesh. Kivneam banenu, their children are like our children, right? And more than that, their flesh, their relatives. Binei anachnu kovshimet banenu vet benotinu la'avadim. We're forcing our children, our sons and daughters, into bondage. V'yeshmi b'notenu nichbashot, right? Some of our daughters are already in bondage. V'ein la'el yadenu ustotenu chramenu la'achirim, right? We have nothing. We can't help it. We can do nothing about it. And our fields and vineyards now are going to others. Vayichar li ma'od. So Nehemia speaking in first person, gets very angry. Kasher shamati et zakatam, when I heard their cry, when I heard their outcry, v'yata devrim ha'ele, and all these words. V'imalech libi alai. I made the decision, v'ariva et achorim et asganim. And I fought with the noblemen and with the deputies. V'omra lahem, and I said to them, Masha ish be'achiv atem noshim. Right? You're lending upon pledge, meaning you're charging interest against your brothers. And I said to them that they had to call a great assembly. Right? So I called a great assembly over this. And here in the assembly I said to them, Anachnu kaninu et achinu hayehudim. Right? We have been buying back our fellow Jews, our brother Jews, right? We've been buying them out of servitude, Hanim Karim Lagoyim, those Jews who were sold to the Gentiles, kedevanu, as much as we possibly can. V'gam atem timkaru et achechem, but nevertheless, you're selling your brothers, v'nimkaru lanu, v'achrishu v'lo matzu davar. Right. How are they going to sell themselves to us? So he's saying that, like, we're sitting here, we're trying to get them out of slavery, and then you're turning around and selling them back into slavery. They didn't have what to respond with. They were silent. Vayomar, and he said, Vaomar, I'm sorry. Lo tova davar asher atem osim. That what you're doing is not good. Halo biyurata lokenu telechu micherpat goyim oyvenu. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of God? And aren't you afraid of the reproach of our Gentile enemies? V'gama ni achayna aray noshim bahem kesef v'dagan na'azvana et ha'masha hazeh. And I, you know, me and my brothers and my cronies noshim bahem kesef v'dagan, do we lend money and core and grain? Like, do we charge interest on money and grain? And he's asking this rhetorically. Nazvana et amasha hazeh. Leave these debts alone, right? Forgive these debts. Hashivu na lahem kayom stotehem, kramehem, zetehem, uvatehem. Return to them today their fields, their vineyards, their olive groves, their homes. Uma'at hakesef v'adagan v'hatirosh v'hayitzhar. Their 100 pieces of silver, meaning their money, and their grain, their wine and their oil, sheratem noshim bahem, that you are that you are owed by them. Vayomru, and they said, Nashiv, we will return it. Mehem lo nevakesh, and we're not going to ask them for it again. Kein naase, that's what we're going to do. Kasher ata omer, just as you say. Bakral kohanim, and I called the kohanim bashbiim, and I made these people swear lasot kadavar hazeh, to do what they are saying. Gam chotznina arti, and I also shook out the tail of my cloak. Right? Vaomra, and I said kacha yinaer Elohim et kol ish asher lo yakim et hadavar hazeh. So too, God will shake out any man who does not uphold this matter, mibeito, in his home, umiyigio, right, and from his and from that which he produces. So he will be shaken out and empty. Everybody said, Amen. And they praised God. And the people did it, right? They forgave their loans. So now Nehemiah speaks a little bit more about this issue, meaning that's the end of the story. Now Nehemiah continues talking about about matters such as this. Gam yom asher tzivaoti liot pecham be'eretz Yehuda. From the moment that I was appointed to be the governor of the land of Judea, mishnat esrim v'ad shnat shloshim v'ushtayim l'artachshasta. From the 20th until the 32nd year of the reign of Artachshasta HaMelech, the king Artachshasta, shanim shteimetz, right? A total of 12 years. Aniva achai lechem apecha lo achalti. Me and my brothers, we did not eat the bread of the governor, meaning we did not take the stipend or the salary that was due to the governor. Right? He didn't draw a salary on the backs of the people. V'apachot arishonim asher lefanai, but the governors that were before me, hichbidu al ha'am, they imposed heavy burdens on the people. Vayichu mehem belechem v'yayin achar kesef shkalim arba'im, and they took from them bread and wine after they had taken their 40 silver shekels. Right, meaning like they took their salary, and then on top of that, they also just took food. Gam na'areihem shaltu al ha'am, and their boys, right? Their cronies. Their thugs, right? Controlled the people, right? But ani lo asiti kein. I didn't do that. Mipnei yirat elokim, because I feared God. Right? There are a lot of different reasons why Nehemiah might have, you know, might have wanted to not take a salary. One is, you know, if he's independently wealthy, he doesn't really need it. It's just another tax. So if I don't need it, why take it? It could also be that he wanted to distance himself from the earlier ones, from the earlier pachot. It could just be a question of transparency. If you're not taking any money, it's easier to say, you know, it's easier to make a claim. It's easier to stake a claim that I'm not being, you know, once you take something, you know, but it goes into a black box. It's not always easy to know where it went once it got there. But if you take nothing, you can always say, like, you know, it's an issue of transparency. And I also strengthened the whole project of building the wall. V'sadelo kaninu. And we never bought any lands, right? So he was putting the people to work that wasn't going to generate profit. So he's saying, that was altruistic. I wasn't doing that because I wanted to make money. I was doing that because, you know, Yerushalayim needed to be safe. And I understood that there wasn't going to be as much tax money. Similarly, he says, I never bought a field. Right? Not only did I not take a field as interest, not only did I not take a field, you know, as, you know, by lending money at interest and then, you know, using the field as guarantees and coming by the fields that way. Again, it's an issue of, you know, what are people going to say when Nehemiah and any of his people has a new field? People are like, yeah, I wonder how he got that. I wonder who he extorted. I wonder how he, you know, how, like, who owed him what in order to get that. So he turns around and says, no, I don't want any field. I don't want to touch any field because I don't want anybody to have a pitchon peh. I don't want to have anybody be able to open their mouths and even think. Like, it's not maritain. It's a lot deeper than maritain. Maritain is something that you do something which, absent any additional information, it looks like you're actually doing something wrong. Here, it's a question of just transparency. You want everything to go into a clear box. You don't want anything to go into a black box. And once you have something that's unexplained, even if the normal explanation, if somebody has a new field, the normal explanation is that he bought the field, right? It, as long as there's nothing that's substantiating that, people are going to say, oh, Nehemiah must have done X, Y, and Z. So there's a heightened need for this type of transparency when it comes to leaders, right? We found it also with Ezra. We found it with Moshe. We found it with Shmuel Hanavi. That all of these leaders made sure that, you know, when they did a reckoning, when they did an accounting, everything was accounted for. That there was nothing that slipped into a black box that could have been interpreted as some type of embezzlement or misappropriation. V'chol ne'arai kavutzim sham al hamlacha. All of my people, all of my servants, all of my underlings were gathered there to do the work. Ayudim askanim 150 ish habayim aleinu min hagoyim asher svivotenu al shulchani. Plus, I had 150 people. I had 150 deputies from amongst the Jews and from amongst the surrounding people who ate at my table. Right, so I was feeding 150 people a day. Shehayana asel liyom echad. In one day, this is what we made for them: shor echad, an entire cow, tzon sheish brurot, six fat sheep, utziporim, and fowl, nasuli. Right? That's what was prepared for me. Uvein aseret yamim b'chol yayin l'harbe. Right? Once in 10 days, right, all sorts of wine. Nevertheless, lechem ha'pecha lo vikashti. I never demanded the bread of the governor, meaning I never demanded this stipend. Ki kavda avodala amazeh, because the people had too much work to do, right? I didn't want to impose that burden, a further burden onto the people, because I didn't have to. Zachrali elokai l'tova. God, remember me for good. Kol asher asiti ala amaze. Everything that I did for these people. The next parak goes back to the main narrative of the construction of the walls and the antagonism of the surrounding people.